So we've been working with everybody. I mean, from the guys on the ground, our local DOW staff is amazing. These game wardens are out here. They're working their butts off trying to do everything they can to do their job. And we've went to the higher ups. We've tried telling these guys the problems that we're seeing on the everyday level right here with the game wardens doing their job. And they're not focusing on their actual wildlife management now. The game wardens aren't out counting their sage grouse, looking at catching the shed hunters that are out trespassing, running these elk and deer around right now. They're not doing their day-to-day jobs. The local game wardens, they didn't sign up for this to come skin beef cattle and look around and try to find wolf tracks in cattle and then watch cattle at night. What's happened is they've took the local game wardens away from their normal duties to have to go start doing this and patrolling cattle. And it ain't right. Our other wildlife is suffering. We've tried working with the higher ups, the meeting with these guys, telling them all this and telling them how big a problem we're having. And they all are so worried about the activist side coming at them if they remove one of these wolves. And it needs to be done. This has to be done. It's causing so much stress, so much stuff that nobody sees and that we never would have ever imagined seeing by having these things on the landscape. And all we're doing, they want to come put up their non-lethal, their flags, they put up their lights. We've shot cracker shells. We've done all the things that they say that we can be allowed to do. And all it does is push these wolves from this wolf, the one male, because the female's not here now. We haven't seen her. She must be somewhere else. But the male keeps coming and showing up, killing stuff, and then heading back by himself. So there's one male that's causing all this trouble right now in Grand County. Now he's responsible for six kills, known kills. And now that we've seen what we've seen, we definitely know that there's more. Like, we definitely have had other depredations that we didn't know what we were looking for. We thought it was a natural death, but until you really look at these animals and start looking at them and seeing the rake marks and then pulling the hide off them, it's devastating what these things' power of their jaws are doing and what they do to the internals of the animal. But you don't understand it till you actually see one and see a few of them.